So tonight we want to look in 1 Corinthians, and we want to share just a few verses in the first part of 1 Corinthians. Now, we're kind of dealing with the address that Paul addresses to the Corinthians. This is kind of a, I guess you'd say, the beginning of some concerns that is taking place there with that group of people. And he starts out just by talking about what they have in Christ. And we want to title this message, or we titled this message, Enriched by Christ. Enriched by Christ. And so he addresses the Corinthians there with what they have. Now we know that this body was blessed with a lot of spiritual gifts, but yet there was still some trouble in this church, or in this group of believers. And but he starts off, and I believe, in somewhat of an encouraging way, or at least I take it as encouragement, that I think that we can be encouraged with tonight, because he talks about the enriched. In other words, in Christ, we are enriched. We have blessings. And there's a lot of blessings. And so I want to kind of go over for just a little while tonight in our message, because, you know, we know that there's a lot of, you know, a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of things that's going on in people's lives. There's a lot of disheartening things that's going on in people's lives. And so we need some encouragement. So I want to begin reading with verse 3 go through verse 9. The Bible says, "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm unto you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ." Verse 9 says, "God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for this opportunity. And now, Lord, as we think about the many requests, we know that there's a lot of needs. There's a lot of things that's going on in people's lives right now, as you already know. So, Lord, we just lift them up to you, that you'll help them and strengthen them, meet the needs. And most of all, may they feel your presence through all the circumstances and situations that they're going through in life. And, Lord, we do pray for our youth. We pray for those that are lost on our prayer list. We pray for our church. We pray for the needs in our church. But Lord, as we spend some time with you tonight, I pray that you'll help us. May we be strengthened. May we be encouraged. May we be uplifted. And may you be glorified. And Lord, we do pray for those that are watching, that watch so faithfully, and the needs there that they may have. We ask, Lord, if there's someone that doesn't know Christ as their Savior, Lord, will you cause them to see the importance of their salvation and the need of the salvation. So, Father, we just ask that you'll overshadow this time, and may you get glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. If our eyes are constantly on people, we'll find disappointment. If our eyes are on our circumstances, then we will live a life of the ups and downs. If we base everything on feeling, then a person will be most miserable because our feelings change. There's days that we feel good and days that we feel bad. There's days that we ache. There's days that we have pains. But yet all of what we have in Christ are not based upon feelings. It's not based upon circumstances. And it's not based upon people. But everything is based upon Christ. Paul opens this letter reminding the believers of the wonderful blessings that they had in Christ. You see, as he addresses the concerns through this book, it's a constant reminder of what they have in Jesus. We know that he later addresses these issues because there was some divisions and there was some concerns and there was a lot of things that was going on this church, in the Corinthian church. But our focus is the beginning as he opens up this letter. And he begins with the blessings of Christ. He begins with the blessings of Christ. And you know, I think we should be reminded every day that we begin our day with the blessings of Christ. Because throughout the day, we're probably gonna, go through something that is disappointing. We're probably gonna go through something that causes our feelings to change. We're probably gonna go around or go through something that will change the circumstances around us. So I think it's important as Paul is opening up this letter with the blessings in Christ, we need to open up our day with the blessings of Christ. I've heard people say in the past, and you know, there's a lot of people that feel like that they have the answers. That if they had this, things would be better. Or if they had that, things would be better. I've heard people say that those that choose to play the lottery, they say, if I could only win, things would be better. I would give away money to my friends and family. I would buy this or that and it would bring me comfort or it would bring me happiness. They would say things would be so much better if I was able to buy and help others. And that's what they're hoping for. They're hoping for some type of a better life. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that people are spending wanting something better. When in fact, if they would look in the right place, then it wouldn't cost them a thing because Jesus has already paid the price. When people are looking in other places than Jesus, then they'll never really have true joy. They'll have something that's called artificial. They will never be ready to face eternity, as we've shared about how life changes so quickly. And so they'll never be ready to face eternity. And in reality, When a person is always looking for something else, then they'll always be looking. An example to that is when you were growing up, you would say something like, if I had this, then I would be happy. And then you would get it, whatever it was. And then it wasn't too long that it would wear out, or it wasn't too long that it would break, or maybe it wasn't what you thought it would be, and then you start looking for something else. And that's kind of how the world's ideas. But Paul shares several things that I think can bring encouragement to us tonight. First, verse 2 talks about to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. Sanctified in Christ Jesus. That's a blessing. It's a blessing to be sanctified in Christ. Then in verse 4 it talks about for the grace of God which is given to you by Jesus Christ. And so for the grace of God is given through Jesus. That's a blessing. You know, we can spend, we can spend a long time talking about the grace of God and how it's bestowed upon us and how we all experience the grace of God. And I, for one, am so grateful for the grace of God. I'm so grateful for that. And in verse 7, it talks about the Lord's return, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that too is a blessing, because we know that when the Lord returns, then He's coming to get His children. And then the other great blessing is found in verse 9, that it says God is faithful. And I'll tell you, you'll never find anyone more faithful than the Lord Himself. You'll never find anyone more faithful than the Lord Himself. And I think what he was trying to express that we can learn from tonight and that we can be reminded of tonight is the fact that a believer is rich in Christ. A believer is rich in Christ. Verse 5 is actually where our text verse is. The Bible says that in everything ye are enriched by Him. In everything you are enriched by Him. So we're enriched with Christ. The grace of God which is given to you by Jesus Christ. And so I want to just give you a few points tonight before we have our missionary letter and before we, for the end of service. And the first point is Christ enriches life. He enriches life. And so we mentioned that in verse 4. That for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. You see, salvation is a gracious gift from God. It is a gracious gift from God. Have you ever had anyone give you something and you never asked for it and they gave it to you and you try to pay them for it, or you try to say, you know, let me pay you for this or whatever it may be, and then they say, no, I just wanted to do something for you. And you're blessed by that. Do you realize that our salvation, we were on His mind. And when we received Christ as our Savior, that's the greatest blessing that we would ever receive. We should never get over that. And because of that salvation, we have an enriched life. Our life is enriched. It doesn't mean we're not going to have problems, and it doesn't mean we're not going to have aches and pains and all those things, but our life is enriched because of the gracious gift of salvation. Do you realize that no other person on earth can give you salvation? And you can't do anything yourself to earn it. You can't complete it. You can't do anything but receive it. That's the only thing that we do. We receive Christ as our Savior. We believe on His name. We call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says, and thou shalt be saved. So we can't do anything to enhance our salvation, because He's already completed our salvation through Jesus Christ as we receive Him as our Savior. And I think Paul was trying to express to this body of individuals, this body of people, that you have so much in Christ. You have so much in Jesus. No other experience in life can compare with this experience. We all have highlights in our life. We all have things that our minds can go back to, that you say, this was a highlight in my life. This was something special in my life. This was something that changed my life. You know, and we also have disappointments. And we have struggles in life. You know, today marks 40 years to the day that my father went to be with Jesus. 40 years today. And I can honestly say that that moment changed my life. And 40 years later, I still think about him. He would have been 94 years old this year. And so I still think about him. I still wonder. I still remember. You know, I was actually telling someone the other day, you know, I was only with him 19 years of my life. And so I've been without him longer than I was with him. But I can honestly say that he had an impact on my life. And so those are things that I remember, that his presence, my father's presence, enhanced my life. But as much of a blessing as that was, the greater blessing was when Jesus enhanced my life. The greater blessing was when Jesus changed my life. The greatest blessing was the enrichness of life that Christ gave. So he's just expressing telling them what they have in Jesus, and the fact that their life is enriched. Again, doesn't mean that we're not going to have problems. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have difficulties, and you know, our prayer list is full of individuals that's having difficulties in their life. But if I'm going to have a difficulty, I'm glad that when I do have difficulties, that I'm not alone and that he helps us. That's the blessing, and that's the enriched life. There's no other experience in life that's going to change you like Jesus. No other experience that's going to change you like Jesus. I was talking to someone recently, over the last couple of weeks, I was talking to someone and they were talking about their life, and this lady that I was talking to, she told me, she said, I tried to commit suicide when I was a junior in high school. She said, I tried to commit suicide when I was a senior in high school. And she said that she had a very difficult childhood. Her mother was, she called, very religious. Now, I did find out that it was religion. It wasn't Christ-centered, but it was religion. And she said she had a very hard life, and she's still holding bitterness about that. When you start thinking about the difficulties in life, and, you know, everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a testimony. Even those that aren't saved have a story. But our life changed when we came to know Jesus Christ. And that's when our life became enhanced. It's everlasting. We are saved, and this is a blessing. We are saved whether we have a good day or bad day. We're saved. We are saved whether we have money or no money. We are saved even if we're sick. We are saved Whether we hurt or feel good, we're saved. You see, we are rich in Christ. We are rich in Christ. And then we should be encouraged because of the fact that we are enriched in Christ. And then number two, Christ enriches life in the expression. So verse 5 says, "In everything ye are enriched in Him, in all utterance and in all knowledge." In all utterance. In other words, we hear bad news all the time. Bad news is through the airways, and bad news is through phone calls and emails and you know, the media and just conversations, and this life is full of bad news, difficult news. We think about that. There was one time that this has been many years ago, and it kind of stands out in my mind. I was eating breakfast with someone, and this has probably been about 35 years ago or 36 years ago. I was eating breakfast with someone, and the one I was eating breakfast with is in heaven now, but it was on a Monday morning, and we was eating breakfast, and I can probably tell you what I was eating because it was that much of an impact. But anyway, we were talking, and we were just talking about the Lord, and we were talking about, and I told him, I started talking to him about the blessing, and it's still a blessing to me today, but I was talking to him about the fact that Peter had denied the Lord, and the Lord told him, "You're going to deny me," and Peter says, no, I'm not going to do that, and then the Lord said, you know, you're going to deny me three times before the cock crowed. And of course we know Peter did. And then it talks about he went away and wept bitterly. He was brokenhearted. He knew what he had done wrong. And then when Christ rose from the grave, and during one of those times that Christ was going to meet the disciples, he asked specifically, he said, "Send for my disciples and Peter." And we was having that conversation. And I said, you know, the blessing to me is he forgave Peter. And it changed Peter's life. Peter's life was changed. And Peter was a great impact to the world, in a sense, even still today. But we were talking about that. And we was just talking about the encouragement it is that when we fail, and when we make mistakes, and when we, fall short, the Lord's willing to forgive us. And a gentleman, while we were eating, a gentleman turned around that was sitting at a different table, and he said, "I just want to interrupt you two." And I didn't know what was going to come out of his mouth. He said, "I just want to interrupt you two, gentlemen. I don't mean to interrupt your breakfast, but..." He said, "I want to tell you something." He said, "I've been listening to your conversation," because he was eating by himself. And he said, "It's a blessing to hear some good news." You know, there's so much bad. There's so many things. And I think being that the good news that we have in Jesus Christ, that we're enriched in Jesus. The person in Christ, or the person that is in Christ, can speak positive assurance. Can speak positive assurance. Not positive with the things that's happening in the world, because there's a lot of negative, but we can talk about what the Lord's doing in our life. We can talk about how the Lord's helping us, and we can give testimony of how the Lord, you know, there's people that you can reach that might not be reached by anyone else, because you can tell them your story. You can tell them, you know, I was one of the first few times that I ever had the opportunity to preach. I was preaching in Burlington, And it was a church there in Burlington. I was invited, and it was one of the men that helped me in my beginning stages of ministry. And so he knew my message probably wouldn't be long, so he actually had two people. He had a missionary there, and it was a missionary to the prison. And this missionary was a former prisoner. And to look at him, he looked pretty rough. But he gave a tremendous testimony, and he was a missionary to the prisons. And then, of course, I got up and gave a short message, and the preacher, the pastor, his name was Bruce too, but he came to me and he said, God has people for every type of ministry. And he said, the looks of this missionary on the surface, he might look a little rough, but he said he's got a heart for Jesus. And he said he can go into a prison because he understands what they've gone through. He understands the difficulties. And he said he can far reach more prisoners for Christ because he understands than maybe what we could. And that's the testimony that we have. There's things that you've gone through in your life that can help others. You see, we're enriched with Christ. And so people need that positive assurance. And I'm not one that, you know, there used to be something that went many years ago. And it was think positive, and they called it this positive vibe, if you will, and just think positive, and everything will be better. Well, my challenge to you is, during life's difficulties, when we think positive of Jesus, think positive about the change that He made in your life, because there's times in our life that if we think positive, guess what? It doesn't last very long. But if we think positive in Christ, then it'll last forever. Because we're in Christ. That's the key. In Christ. So a person in Christ can speak with a gentle voice with kindness. Kindness. Because we have a message to tell. We have a message to tell. You see, the Lord enriches the heart. He enriches the heart. You see, in Christ, a person has a different outlook in life. And we do. We should. We should have a different outlook in life. Everything is not gloom and doom when we're thinking about eternity. We have an approach with a different life. And then number three, in verse 5, it talks about Christ enriches life in expansion. So our life is expanded because we're blessed with knowledge. We have the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the knowledge. There are things in the world we don't understand. There are things that we deal with. But in a believer, we can understand the love of Christ because He saved us. We may not understand the total understanding of it, but yet we can get a portion of it, and we can grab a hold of it, and you can say, when it comes to the love of God or the love of Christ, we can say, hey, you need to look at Calvary. Look at what Jesus did, and you can give them John 3:16. We can understand that God will take care of His own. We can understand that God will help people. We can understand that the Lord is who we look at, and of course we are look to. And we know this by Philippians 4:19. The Bible says, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So that's encouraging. That's an expansion of our knowledge. Our knowledge that goes beyond salvation. Because we know the Lord's going to meet our needs. And the fact that He'll take care of us. And then God gives us a strength. He gives us strength. The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You see, we find our strength in Christ. We don't find our strength in ourselves, but we find our strength in Christ. You see, that's where our life is expanding, in that knowledge. And Paul was just trying before he addressed the concerns, he was just simply telling them what they have in Jesus. What they have in Jesus. And then number four, there's an expectation. The expectation. So that she come before, so that she come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're just waiting. We're just waiting. The Lord could come at any moment. The Lord could come at any hour. We don't know when, but we know He's coming. And that's the hope we have. Waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the hope that we have. We may fail. We may sometimes fall short. But He never fails us. He never fails us. And then lastly tonight, God is faithful. We could spend a lot of time here. And we could talk about, we could probably everyone give a testimony of how we failed Him. But we can give a greater testimony of how He never failed us. Because God is faithful. Do you realize tonight that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you will go through, we are rich in Christ. We are rich in Christ. God is faithful. God is faithful. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. We are rich in Christ. If you need confidence, if you need encouragement, look to the Lord. Look to the Lord. Our confidence can be destroyed by someone saying something to discourage us, unless we're looking to Jesus. You know, sometimes someone might say something that hurts us and they don't even realize that they're saying it. And they don't realize that whatever said hurts us. But if we keep our eyes on Jesus, because we're enriched by Jesus. We're enriched by Jesus. If we keep our eyes on Him, remember all these things, then our confidence can be restored, because our confidence is not in ourselves, but our confidence is in Jesus. That's who our confidence is in. Our confidence is in Jesus. We are enriched by Him. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank You for our time together. And Lord, thank You for reminding us, encouraging us, helping us realize that we are so rich in You. We thank You for what You do for us. We thank You for the promises that are made, that we can do all things through Christ which strengthen us, that You'll meet our needs, that You'll see us through. Help us to realize that we are rich in Jesus. We ask Your blessings on those that are viewing and those that are here. May we leave encouraged because what we have in Jesus. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.